former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husband. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid. Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you be one of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted but courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for evil, for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love his life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eye of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof that does the will of God remains forever. Amen.